One, two, three.
League.
Hey, boys.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, everyone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Whiskey One Tap Podcast. This is actually a very special episode where me, Mikey, and John here get a tad tipsy. I'm
already tipsy.
Oh, yeah. You've been drinking since before we even started rolling a couple hours ago. So.
Right, yeah. I was watching a stream and I was getting very tipsy, and I'm in that state right now. But yeah.
I was just vibing and I just bleh.
Yeah? Monster, what are you drinking?
Okay, so I'm drinking some Ulofberg. Ulof whiskey. Not whiskey, fuck, what am I saying? Ulofberg brandy. Yeah. I'm drinking brandy and Coke. Yeah, brandy and Coke right now. So I'm putting in double shots into a glass, and then the rest of it's Coke Zero.
Hmm.
That's pretty much what I'm drinking, yeah.
And Mikey?
What are you... Yeah, Mikey, it's your turn.
I'm drinking Pinnacle Whipped Cream Vodka.
Pinnacle Cream Vodka?
That
was a nice juice.
The cap smells good.
Nice.
He's getting drunk off the cap smell.
Yeah.
I'm drinking the last of my old, smoky Gatlinburg, Tennessee caramel whiskey with some Coke mixed in there.
That sounds nice, dude. And we should probably add, I mean, unless you don't want it to, we should probably add how much we've had already, just so that it seems less awkward. So, whiskey. I mean, yeah. Let's start with whiskey. Yeah. How much have you had already?
Like 4 sips.
Okay. Okay. So you've just started.
Yeah.
A bottle and
a
half.
A bottle and a half.
Oh,
cool.
Fuck.
Holy shit! You can take a lot then. I've had. This is my 11th drink, and all of it has been doubles. So, you could say this is my 12th shot. Once I finish this drink, it's been my 12th shot.
I almost tripped. Oh god. Okay.
No, while I'm drinking, I actually got a pretty good dinner. I'm eating some enchiladas, supremas.
I want some enchiladas. Shit.
No, it's good. Like on dinner, they have like 4 enchiladas and all. So you get a cheese, you get a bean, you get a chicken, and you get a beef enchilada, topped with lettuce, sour cream, and tomato on top. No, it's not from Taco Bell. Fuck Taco
Sounds
Bell.
Cool, dude.
This is the real Taco Bell.
Yes. So this is my 6th. Yeah, this is my 6th drink. Twelfth shot.
5th sip.
So yeah, we are just absolutely vibing right now. We're having a good time. And,
oh yeah.
Yeah, Monster and I. This is gonna be a... how we wanted to measure our. Never mind.
We should rather not talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's discuss that.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah. Air. We're having a good time right now. We're ready for a good podcast.
So what's supposed to be the topic again?
We didn't even talk about
we didn't,
that.
Yeah. We just started drinking. We started vibing. So you know, we're just gonna chill.
Yeah. That's gonna be our topic. Yeah.
Also,
I guess just having good times with the boys.
Yeah. If you like our content and enjoy what we do, do follow our Instagram page at Whiskey One Tap for future updates on the podcast and as well as what we're doing on our personal lives. Also, this podcast is actually sponsored by Raise Energy. So if you do like some good old energy drinks that can top Monster, C4 Energy, and Bang Energy, that has been confirmed in the Clash of the Cans contest, then go ahead and pick up some Raise Energy at repsports.com. That's REPPsports.com. Thank you very much.
Right.
Moving forward, what was the first time? When was the first time you guys actually drank alcohol?
That's actually quite difficult.
For me it was with my dad. Because I was really curious.
Oh, with your dad was just like, oh, yeah, you can have some.
No, it's because here's the thing. My dad was an alcoholic, like a massive one when he was like younger, and he dealt with that for a long time of his life. And for a good while, like, and he's sober now. He's been sober for like 35 to 40 years now.
Mm-hmm. That's very respectable.
Yeah, so he's like, so, like, and I've been really curious, and for a good time of my life, I was like, well, I don't want to be an alcoholic, because first, it runs, obviously, it runs in the family. Second, right. I don't want to
follow. Yeah, we can see that.
Second, I don't want to follow the, I don't want to follow the footsteps of my father, because obviously, like, from what he's told me, it's messed with him a lot in his life, and it's like, a lot of the choices he's made because of alcoholism had obviously effect, has obviously affected his life. So I was like, mm-hmm. I never want to have to go through that. So, but I was obviously being a young person, and you know, being I'm a really curious person.
Oh yeah.
I was curious. I was like, I wonder, but I want to know what it's like to get drunk, to have the experience. You know, I wonder what kind of drunk I am. And you're seeing, you know, young culture nowadays, where it's like, oh, I like, oh, people like to go to parties, get drunk, have sex with other people, and you know, that sort of shit, like people doing in college and shit like that. Well, I was just curious. So I had to talk with my dad one day. I was like, dude, dad, I'm like really curious. And actually, the way it happened was, one day a friend from like a coworker of my dad's came over from work, and he, because my dad made friends from work, and the guy happened to be Mexican, and he came over and he brought a couple beers over, and I'm like, I looked at my dad like, dad, you can't drink. Does he know that? And he's like, well, I guess he didn't. I guess he didn't know that. So, and he was a couple of Bud Lights. It was actual beer. It wasn't like spirits or anything. It was beers. Just normal beers. It was just a couple small bottles of Bud Light. And I was like, well, let me just keep them in check just in case. I'll keep them like in the fridge or something. I'll keep in check just in case, and we'll be good. After his friend was gone, and I explained it to the friend and everything. Hey, sir, I'm sorry. My dad's an alcoholic, or like an ex-alcoholic. He's not allowed. He's trying at least to not drink again, because he feels like it's not a good thing for him. So let's just keep it that way. And he was cool with it and everything. And later that night, after his coworker left, I was like, well, you know, I talked to my dad. I was like, hey, dad, you know, you've always told me that, hey, if you ever want to drink, at least do it. And if you do it for the first time, at least do it with me. Not with me as in like I'll drink with you, but with me as in like have it be around me. Because of course, right. If I know a lot about it, then it's better for you to do it around someone that has experience and someone that doesn't know shit about it and get yourself hurt. So it's like, fair enough. So that night I saw the perfect opportunity and I was like, well, dad, he brought a... Shut up, Bixby. So I was like, okay, dad. Is it okay with you if I drink those beers? And he's like, he thought about it for a bit, and he's like, sure, why not? You're probably going to try it on your own later on, so might as well do it with me here. And I got shit wasted that day. And that was the first time it wasn't even shit wasted, it was just tipsy, because it was just beer. And it was like six or seven, like it was a six pack or so. So it wasn't even that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was the first time I ever drunk anything alcoholic.
Jesus. What about you, Monster?
The first time I drank, I mean, I can't remember the first time I actually had alcohol, but I can remember the first time I got drunk.
Mm.
And that was, I'm going to shamefully admit this, the first time I got drunk when I was about like 8 or 7, maybe.
Oh my fuck.
Right, yeah.
What
so I was
fuck?
About like, yeah, hold up, let me explain. I was about 7 or 8, maybe 9 at the time. And I was at this New Year's party, and there was like a bunch of old people at this party, and I was just going to every table going like, oh, can I please have a drink, and you know, everything like that. I was being very cute. Like I said, I was 8 or 9. And I was being very cute with everybody, asking for a sip of something they had, and so, because I was so cute, everyone obliged, and they gave me a sip of everything they had. And so every table I went to, I got a sip of alcohol, which eventually made me drunk. At this young age of mine. And when I got drunk, I decided to take a wine glass from someone's table. I can't remember who it was. And I started singing in front of everyone. Whichever song was playing on the speakers, I would start singing along with. And it was quite funny to witness this 7/8-year-old start singing songs and shit. And Yeah, it was a good time overall. My first time that I got drunk. I don't have any regrets over it. Like I said, I was very young, so I wasn't drunk enough to do anything stupid or so on. And it was a good time. I just started singing with everyone. I used a wine glass as a microphone, and I had a good time overall. It was pretty funny to see
Jesus.
this 8-year-old being completely sloshed and singing funny songs to everyone. It
You
was a good
know,
time.
that's the fucking equivalent of like a dog at the table wanting fucking like chocolate or your food or some shit. And then they give it to them and then they want more and more and it keeps fucking going until they're fucking stuffed. Oh my
That was
God.
exactly how it was for me. You hit the nail on the head there.
Jesus.
That's the thing for me. I'm not really like, cause some people, like especially my sister, has been a dick about it. She's always like, "Bro, at least I'm not an like up and coming alcoholic." And I'm like, "I'm not an alcoholic. Like, I know for a fact, like that I can do it without I can moderate it because, for example, the shit that I'm drinking right now, I've had it in my fridge for the last 2 weeks. So it's not like I'm definitely not addicted to it.
Yeah.
Actually,
Right.
it took a lot of my like mental strength to actually even drink tonight until I was like, you know what? Fuck it, why not? Because I was like, man,
Yeah.
but do I really want to get drunk tonight? Until I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I really have nothing going on right now, so fuck it. I'll drink some alcohol tonight. So, you know, when people just jump to the conclusion, oh, you drink a lot? Oh, you're an alcoholic. It's kind of like, no, dude, that's not how it works. Just because you drink doesn't make you an alcoholic. It
Right.
takes a lot to make, and I feel like it depends on the person and how strong mentally you are. It depends on how much control over your own head you have. But that's just my own, like, what's the word? My own opinion on it.
No, I get you because like, you know, I used to drink a shitload back when I was in like early high school, but now, you know, I've always hated the hangovers all the time after it. You know, I'd wake up and feel like absolute shit, just start throwing up and everything, but I mean, now, all I drink to now is just to get a decent buzz, and that's about it. And I'll maybe drink once a week, once every 2 weeks. But, you know, my first time drinking, my first time actually having alcohol, it was when I was like 13 or 14, I think. My dad, brought home some of the original OG Jack Daniels, you know, the classic. And, no, he poured me a little sip of it, and my mom's standing over him, and she's like, "That's not a good idea. He's too young. Like, don't do that." I'm without even thinking, without even hesitating, I just put the glass to my lips, down it, boom, and I'd sit there for a minute. I'm like, like, this is not good, honestly." And no, like after a while, I started getting back into it in high school to see what it was all about. I started mixing some drinks, like, you know, whiskey and Coke is my main deal.
Ugh, how do you manage that? Ugh.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm drinking caramel whiskey, and that's a good one.
Dude, whiskey alone with like ice and shit tastes wonderful. Well, ice and water, of course. But whiskey and Coke tastes horrible. I'm sorry, but I tried it once and I almost fucking threw up.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, I don't know how you can do that shit.
No, I'm more of a whiskey, bourbon, or scotch kind of guy. I'll occasionally drink some
Oh, okay.
vodka, maybe some liquor, but it's mainly those
Brandy and
three.
Coke, have you ever tried that?
I've had brandy alone, and it's pretty good.
Really? You enjoyed Brandy alone?
Yeah,
Oh, shit.
it was sweet, but like, you know, you obviously got that you know, warm feeling in your chest. It's mainly made out of berries, I believe, or some shit like that.
I have no idea.
You're telling
But
me you
yeah,
drink
because
something
Brandy
you
and
haven't even.
Coke. Yeah, because Brandy and Coke in my country, in South Africa, is a very big thing. Like, it's one of the common things. Like, when you have a braai, which is basically like a barbecue for you guys, you have Brandy and Coke. It's like a fucking cultural thing almost. And I've had a shit ton tonight, as some of the
Fucking
viewers would
Brandy and Coke
notice.
sucks. It has Coke hook.
Sorry, I didn't catch any of that. What did he just say?
I don't know. I was just being
silly. What, me or
him?
Mr. No, Mikey.
I was just saying that.
Oh,
Coke,
okay.
Because it's Coca-Cola. I'm just kidding. Coca-Cola, please sponsor us. We really need it.
Uh-huh.
We love you.
I'm pretty sure.
I love your polar bears. They're really cute.
That.
Oh.
I think that's icy.
What are you talking about?
Waving flag.
Right. Okay, so he's gone.
Gone.
We've lost some trips.
Hold on, let me take another sip.
So, okay, because we don't have any subject in particular, right?
I'm
not wrong in assuming that. Yeah. The reason I've gotten so you can do that soon. I just need to finish my story. Cool. The reason I'm so pretty much sloshed tonight is because I was watching a stream, and the guy that was doing the stream and a bunch of the people in the chat as well were drinking, and I started drinking with them. And because I'm a dumbass, I poured myself way too much alcohol. Like, my alcohol was way too strong. And I drank way too much than I should have, and now I'm here. That's pretty much how I started drinking a lot. What about you, Mikey? How did you start taking in as much alcohol as you already have? What caused it, pretty much?
Oh, for me, I was with James, and he was being a little silent little shit. So I got bored, and I kept looking at my fridge like, man, do I really want? Because I like, my parents moved for out of state last Thursday. I'd be like, you know what? Maybe this weekend just like chillax a bit and just have fun a little bit. Maybe I'll drink, because I've been saving the same bottle for the last 2 weeks and stuff. So I kept like eyeing my fridge, like, man, do I really want to? Like, okay, like, I just kept going back and forth, like, do I really want to get fucked this weekend? Like, do I really want to deal with that? And I just kept moving back, like, huh? Like, okay, nah. Yeah. Oh. And okay, nah. And then I kept going back to the fridge, and I'm like, you know what? And once James called me on Messenger, and was like, bro, Monster's fucked. So he's gonna join our party.
What the fuck?
And I'm like. And I was like, oh yes, there's my fucking exit. There's my excuse. Let's fucking do it. So Monster joins, and he's like, hey, little boy. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, it's going down and not. So I was like, fuck it. I opened up my fridge, and I took my bottle out, and I said, like, let's fucking do this.
Dude, that's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing I love about alcohol, is that you have an excuse to act like a complete retard. Like, you have an excuse just to have fun with people. And, like, you just, like whenever someone asks you, like, oh, yeah, why the fuck are you acting so weird? You can just say, I'm drunk, and that's it. Like, they don't have to ask you any more questions. It's fine. That's why I love alcohol so much. You can just be a complete fucking retard, and you have an excuse behind it.
I feel like you're gonna use that in a sense where, like, you just take two shots and you just act all fucking crazy and shit, and they're like, dude, how much, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, oh, I've had two shots, I'm drunk, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like,
give me a chance, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I've had way too much to drink tonight, but I'm having a good time.
Good.
This podcast is exciting. Overall, I've had a very good night, so...
It's gone down to shit, and that's why we're drinking.
No. All of it has been very good so far.
Yeah.
Am I completely fucked, though? Like, as you guys are talking to me right now, because in the previous party we were, the viewers, just to let you guys know, we're on PlayStation right now. So the previous PlayStation party that I was in, did I really seem that fucked?
A little.
Okay, because, and what about right now? How fucked do I seem?
You sound like maybe a little bit tipsy, but or a bit buzzed, but that's about it.
That's good, because if I were to admit the amount that I've drunk already, I would be embarrassed, so I'm not going to talk about that at all.
What was it?
But what about you, Whiskey? What are you drinking right now?
I feel like we've already said this, like, at the beginning.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, never mind.
Yeah, you're he's gone. You can't even remember what we talked about.
I just wasn't listening. I was looking through a couple of messages of mine, and I wasn't paying attention. Sorry about that.
Old Smoky Tennessee Caramel Whiskey from Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
I've actually been down to Gatlinburg before, when I was younger. It's it's like around, I think it's the Rockies in the east. I think so. I might be just be a fucking idiot. But no, like it's a very nice fucking place. Like we went to go see Ripley's Aquarium, where they have like this, it's a huge fucking aquarium too. And you know, they also have sharks, dolphins, they got like penguins where you can crawl in these little McDonald's play-sized tubes. You know, you go in there and then you pop out in these like little glass domes, and you're like right next to these penguins and shit. It's like, oh, really cool. If the glass wasn't there, you could literally reach out and touch them and shit. And then downtown was fucking amazing. Like there's, you know, there's bars that have karaoke nights and shit. And they even have Ripley's Believe It or Not, where, you know, just it's a museum that just kind of fucks with your mind. it's a really interesting place, though. I fucking loved it. Like, we used to go quadding up there. We rented out a cabin. We go in the game room, and they have, like, a giant-ass pool table. And they even had, like, a big-screen TV with a PlayStation 2 console. And this was before, like, a couple months before the PlayStation 3 was released. So that was top of the line back then.
Yeah. It makes more sense.
Yeah. No, we started, like, playing fucking Taxi Driver and shit. It was fun.
Isn't Ripley's or not, like, a TV show or something?
I might be. I don't know.
Sorry for interrupting, Mikey.
No.
Sorry. I just
You alright there? You want a round buddy. Two with what you were about to say?
It was he wasn't interrupting. I interrupted him. I was I don't know. I just had like a random Taxi Driver moment.
Yeah, it's fine. Dude. Don't worry.
So you didn't have anything else to say?
I didn't. I kind of need to pee. I kind of need to pee right now, but you know.
Just piss your pants.
I would, but like it would stink, and I already stink.
Go ahead. Go on. You should have done this before.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Go on. You got free time.
I already lost the feeling of doing it, so it's okay.
All right.
Once it like loses it, it's good.
Okay. If you guys had to choose, some sort of alcoholic drink, what would it be that you haven't tried yet that you could experiment with?
Honestly, it would be probably, I don't know, because I've tried whiskey, I've tried vodka, I would like to try, back home, there's this thing called Don Q, which is alcohol, it's a spirit, I'm pretty sure it's not just beer, it's like an actual spirit.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, it's like, and it's like the thing, like that, you know how every place, every like country or place has like
their own, that they like to
yeah. Drink. Yeah. Well, that's like the thing that drinking Puerto Rico, and I've never tried it, and I kind of want to try it now that I drink.
Hmm. Interesting. How about you? What about you, Monster?
Mine would be, stupid enough as it sounds, Malibu. Because Malibu is a big thing in Europe and America and so far, but I haven't had any of it. It's not as big as in South Africa, at least. So I would like to try it, just because, based on the fact that it's been drank so much by people in America and Europe. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I watch a stream and people are doing, like, a drinking challenge or, like, a alcohol challenge or anything like that, they use Malibu for the shots. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it should taste pretty well. I don't know. I haven't had any of it, but, I'd like to try that, at least.
Well, you like coconut, right?
And, the taste of coconut isn't bad.
Okay. Yeah, and I have no doubt that you might like Malibu, because I mean I got some in the back whenever I'm done drinking my whiskey, because this is my last glass and I'm out. I'm just going to the Malibu shots.
Why? Come on, man, just keep going.
But yeah, no, Malibu for me is like my second favorite. If it's not whiskey, bourbon, or scotch, I'm going straight to the Malibu.
Right. Malibu. Yes. Yeah. And as for a drink, sorry, I know this wasn't the original question, but as for a drink that I'd recommend to anyone, it's Amarula. In Afrikaans, we call it Amarula, but Amarula is like a very sweet alcoholic beverage. Like, you almost couldn't taste the alcohol. Like, the tinge of alcohol is in the drink.
Right.
But as you drink it, it is very sweet, and it is the most delicious drink you could ever taste. It has, like, the marula fruit. Like, I don't know if you guys heard of it, but it's a fruit that has alcohol in it already.
Yeah.
As it's growing on the tree. And a lot of animals eat the tree. Well, eat the alcohol. Fucking hell. Eat the fruit on the tree. And it makes them drunk if they eat too much of it. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube of these monkeys and elephants and shit like that eating a fruit and getting drunk off of it and doing stupid shit as they eat it. It's pretty funny, but they basically made a whole drink out of it, and it tastes very sweet and very good. Like, I haven't gotten drunk off of it, and it's been a long time since I've had it, but it's a very tasty drink. Like, I'd really recommend it. You'd have to get it imported from South Africa, since I think the only country that makes it is South Africa. It's a indigenous drink, I would say. But it tastes very good. I'd really recommend it.
Send me over some, dude.
Fuck.
Honestly.
I mean, if it's not too expensive, then I really would.
Yeah. For me, honestly, I'd like to try Jägermeister. While I'm playing Rainbow Six Siege with the operator Jaeger.
Disgusting.
But yeah, I have heard that it's very, like, it's almost like glue, and it's very, like...
Yeah, I've tried it. Yeah, it's disgusting. I tried it with my dad once. It's like cough syrup.
Oh, you know, God.
Like, it has a very...
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
It has a very sticky consistency.
You've had it before, right, Monster?
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head. It really does taste like medicine. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you it literally makes you just scream, Jäger! Because it's disgusting as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, like, honestly, whiskey...
And it's like...
Sorry, I'll continue.
Nah. I don't fuck with that.
Has it been used for, like, medicinal purposes in the past, or...?
No, it's alcohol.
I really wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's alcohol. No, it's just... It tastes like cough... Like I said, it tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah, okay.
I guess there's some people that would be into it, but it's not my thing, because it literally just makes you do, like... It makes you do exercise. Because you're like... You're trying to cough it, like... Especially for the people that, like... That throw up a lot of the times when they drink. You can't throw it back up. It's like, huh, and it doesn't come. It's like, huh, and you're like, nah.
Yeah, I mean, for me at least, right? Like, the whole taste of Jägermeister is fucking disgusting. Like Mikey said, it really does taste like medicine, like cough syrup. It really tastes like that. But if you have it with Red Bull, it does taste very pleasant. Like, in my country, at least, I don't know if it happens in other countries, but in my country. What we do is we take a shot glass and we put it in a bigger glass. Not a big glass, but just a slightly bigger one, like maybe a 250ml cup. And we fill that cup with Red Bull, the energy drink with Red Bull, or maybe Raise instead. And we drink that with the shot glass inside of it, and that tastes very good. Like, Jägermeister and Red Bull together taste amazing. It's called Jäger Bomb. In my country. I don't know if it's done in other countries. Probably is done in other countries. But in my country, it's called the Jäger Bomb. And that tastes pretty good. But Jägermeister on itself, like, if you were to take a shot of Jägermeister on yourself, you would fucking suffer. It does not taste good at all.
Yeah. Well, according... I actually looked it up. So, according to Thrillist, when I searched Jägermeister, is Jägermeister used medicine? It actually is. So, it says, like many herbal liquors... Jägermeister was originally used medicinally, and even today people swear its healing properties for easing flu symptoms from cough to sore throats. That's actually quite
interesting. Yeah, cough syrup. There you go. It's cough syrup. There you go. It's cough syrup. It's literal.
Quite literally, yeah. What if that, like, today's cough syrup is actually Jägermeister?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because there's people that actually get, like, a little bit of a high of drinking cough syrup.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Other than Jägermeister, I've actually tried almost every. I've had brandy, I've had whiskey, bourbon, scotch, a couple liquors, vodka, obviously. I've had a couple sips of what is it? What is it they make up in the mountains? Motherfucker.
Spring water.
No. No, come on. It's clear. It's clear.
The
moonshine.
Alcohol.
It's moonshine. Yeah, I've had a couple sips of
moonshine.
Moonshine
really?
Is fucking strong. Holy shit.
I've had moonshine as well. I mean, in my country, we call it, fuck, what's the name for it? Oh, I can't remember what the name for it is. But yeah, we've got our own name for it, and we make it in our own unique way.
Mm.
And yeah, like, I've had one of those. Like, it wasn't strong moonshine, because I think it was, like, 55% alcohol. So it's not as strong as usual moonshine, which is usually, like, in the strong 70% range. Yeah. But it tasted really good. Like, mine was, like, honey flavor or something like that. So it was pretty good tasting. It was strong, but it tasted good.
Moonshine. I had a friend.
Moonshine.
That had a friend that drank a 95% bottle of vodka.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They were drunk on the first.
That's like the Russian type shit.
Yeah, I was like,
what the fuck? 95%? What was the name of it?
I don't know, but it was something like, and it's an actual thing, because I looked it up. And it was like, bro, they got drunk on the second shot. And I was like, whoa. No, and the thing is, they're 4'11". So I was like,
shit.
Dude, you're small as fuck. You're going to get drunk on the first shot.
Was he 4'11"? Holy shit, okay.
I was like, bro, like, you're fucked.
I think it would be Everclear alcohol.
It might,
a bottle of 190 proof Everclear.
Well, it wasn't 190, it was 95%.
Yeah, alcohol by volume says 95%.
I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know what it was called, but yeah, they drank that, and I was like, so you're finna die.
Especially with vodka, because vodka doesn't have a particularly good taste. That's why people usually mix it with other stuff like lemonade and so on.
I don't mix it. I don't know why it is. I guess it's just because I want to get drunk. I know
alcoholic.
It's a bad thing. I'm not an alcoholic.
I know.
I mean, I do. Okay, see, it's weird because I do drink with the achievement of getting sort of drunk or drunk itself. But it's not because I want the feeling, it's just because it's fun. It's just like, oh yeah, we're hanging out with the homies.
Yeah, we're having a good time right now. Like, me and you are kind of tipsy,
yeah,
and we're
so
having
like,
a good time right now.
Yeah, and it's not like I do it, like, every day. I'm not like, I'm just going to get drunk because I want to feel numb. It's not, nah, it's because, like, it's because it's fun. And I obviously,
right.
I haven't done it in a while. I've done it, like I said, I kept the bottle in the fridge for 2 weeks. It doesn't, like... If I was a pure alcoholic, I would have drunk that shit the next day because I was like, oh no, I need it.
Don't worry about it. We know you're not an alcoholic, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not an alcoholic, so you know.
Right.
For the most part, like when I'm drinking now, I'm a fully functional semi-alcoholic, is what I call myself.
Yeah, James drinks every day, like... smoke weed.
Well, I mean, no, I don't drink every day, but I've drank enough to the point where, like... I've created a decent, I guess you could say, immunity for it. So it's not like I get drunk after like 3 glasses. Like I'll get a good buzz. Maybe on the off chance I do get drunk, like it's nothing that, you know, I don't have no control over, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's not that you have an immunity, but it's just that you're tolerant to it.
Yeah, tolerance. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure, like, the more you keep going, you'll eventually find that one shot that goes like, and you're like, all of a sudden you wake up in a back alley, and then you're married to a boy named Tyrone, and you owe him child support. And it's like, oh,
right.
Tyrone, but I don't have child support money. And you're like, hey, don't. He's like, I don't give a fuck. And then it's like,
right.
You shouldn't have dropped soap.
Right, well, yeah, I think that's the way it works overall. Like, if you drink a lot, you'd know where your boundaries fall and whether you turn, like, a little bit shit-faced to completely fucking drunk and stupid. Where, but I think your limits are already set pretty much from when you're born. Like, I don't think there's anything that could make you more resistant to alcohol than usual. Like, I think your resistance to alcohol is pretty much set when you're born, and it doesn't really change from there, regardless of how much you drink.
Right.
But I think you know where your boundaries are depending on how much you've had in the past. Like, you can judge what your point of, you know, just complete fucking drunkenness is. Yeah. But as for brandy, how much brandy have you had, whiskey?
It wasn't much, James. Honestly. Like, it was just two glasses full of just, you know, pure brandy.
Alright, because I think brandy alone, at least, tastes absolutely disgusting. Like, I've had whiskey alone with ice and shit like that and water, so it wasn't at its complete strength, at least. And it tasted good, and even, like, whiskey alone, it tastes very good. But brandy alone, it doesn't taste good at all. Like, it tastes way more... I think with brandy, it tastes way more like pure alcohol. Like, it doesn't have any good taste to it like whiskey does. Like, whiskey has a certain amount of taste to it. So you can have it alone and you can feel, yeah, that tastes good. Well, with brandy, you just taste the alcohol. Like, you just taste the strength of it, and that's pretty much it. You don't taste anything else. Yeah.
No, I
That's why
I
you
know
need
it's...
to drink it with other stuff.
Yeah. No, I know brandy's, like, mainly, like... distilled from wine or like what's the word? Fermented fruit mash or something, and they just like mash different fruits together and distill it, and you know, there you go, there's brandy. But yeah, you know, it does come from a lot of like grapes and berries and such like that.
So here's the All real right. question. So here's the real question everyone wants to know. What kind of drunk are you? Are all three of us okay? So like for example, say Monster, what kind of drunk do you say? Because you know how there's all kinds of drunks out there. There's like the happy drunk, there's the aggressive drunk, there's the hyperactive drunk, there's the like the depressed drunk, there's the like talkative drunk, there's the I don't know, there's a lot of types of drunk. This is the one that has to piss every 4 seconds. It's like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Ugh. So what kind of drunk do you guys say? What kind of drunk would you? What kind of drunk would you guys say you are?
I mean, can I start? Does anyone else want to start first?
You could go first, yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, for me, it's... I'd say I'm pretty sloshed at the minute, because I've had quite a bit to drink. Like, a lot of drink. And I can take a lot of alcohol without getting drunk, but right now I feel pretty... Like, I feel pretty lightheaded and so on. But I can still have a decent conversation. Like, I can choose whether to embarrass myself or not. Like, earlier, when we were in a party with a bunch of friends, like, I mean, Mikey could, you know, add to this. I was acting pretty stupid, and I knew I could because I was with friends, and I knew it would make them laugh, and thus I could use my drunkenness as an excuse. But in the podcast, obviously, I don't want to pretend to be too drunk. I don't want to pretend to be too stupid, so I'm going to... be at my natural level, which seems to be pretty cool. Like, I don't know, people watching the podcast can judge. Like, if you guys can hear that I'm clearly fucking out of my mind drunk, then yeah, I'm out of my mind drunk. But if you guys can hear that I'm pretty okay, then yeah, I'm pretty okay. Like, it all depends on how I sound for the people that are listening. But yeah, that's pretty much my whole thought on the thing.
What about you, like, Mikey?
I don't know.
Okay, what about you, James? What kind of drunk are you?
Well, I guess we're going back to me. No, I mean, at first, I used to be, like, the alcoholic. Where I only got drunk, like, 3 different times. It's mainly around, like, having fun or everything. The first time I ever got drunk... This was when my, like, girlfriend broke up with me, like, when I was in high school or some shit. And, I got so drunk, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get drunk, and I'm gonna try and play the guitar. And those two things do not mix well, because it is fucking difficult. Like, I'd play a wrong chord, and I'd be like, eh, that doesn't sound right, but it still sounds good.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
It was bad. But now, right. Like, I feel like if I were to get drunk now... I feel like I would be semi-proactive and productive. But that's just me.
Okay. Well, I mean, whiskey, right? Like, overall, judging from me, how would you... Not from the earlier part. Like I said, I was acting completely stupid there.
Sure.
Because I wanted to be, because it's, you know, it's funny. But right now in the podcast, how drunk do you think I am? How drunk do I sound, at least?
I feel like you are, you know, decently tipsy at this point, given how many drinks you've ever had. I don't know. I don't know if your tolerance is a lot bigger than that, but if it's around the same, if it's around the same as mine, then I feel like you might be a very proactive and productive drunk when in the right situation, or surrounded by a bunch of fuckwit friends, then you just go all out, just go crazy and shit.
Okay, so
that's how it was in the previous party.
From what we've deducted, James is I wanna play guitar because I wanna make a country song, love song, because my girlfriend broke up with me.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda dude.
Monster pretty much.
Is a I wanna either I'm serious I'm a serious drunk because we're doing serious shit, or I'm a stupid fucking drunk because I'm a drunk.
That's exactly and, you hit the nail on the head there.
And me, I would say I'm the, usually I have a very hype, because I don't do a lot.
Yeah.
So I usually have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say I'm a hyperactive, like, I go through stage, it's weird. It's like, I made sort of a little experiment to myself. I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this and that, and I'm gonna see how it goes. Like, I would say it's my strongest game, I would say it's mentally. Like, even though I have, like, a lot of mental issues and shit like that, I feel like I can control my brain pretty well. Or my actions, at least. And, when it comes to being intoxicated or high, drunk, or whatever you want to call it, I feel like I'm pretty good at, like, controlling it. Of course, it'll be influenced by whatever I am, taking at the moment. But I am still pretty good at, like, manipulating it and stuff like that. So, for example, I go through stages. For me, when I'm drunk, it all depends on with who I'm with, where I'm at, what situation I'm with, where and why I'm in there. So for example, if I'm like with a group of friends that we're having fun, we're drinking, we're all having fun, there's nothing depressing going on and shit, I'll be probably most of the time I'll be the talkative drunk, but if, like, a given is that I'll be the talkative drunk. I'm definitely going to be the talkative drunk. I will talk my ass off if I'm drunk. I will, like, talk to no one. Like, I'm usually not talkative. But if I'm drunk, oh, boy, you better be ready.
You're always talkative.
Because I'm going to talk the fuck out of your ears.
Even more so than usual.
Yeah,
I think you're a pretty talkative guy overall. But, I mean, honestly, right now, like, you told me how much you've had overall. And, I don't know, you don't seem, compared to how you usually are, you don't seem too drunk to me. Like, you seem comfortable, but not drunk.
Yeah, and it's just like, because I know how to control it a little bit. Like, it definitely takes over. But, you know, there's times where I let it take. For example, right now, you're not able to notice, obviously, because I'm on PlayStation. But I've gone up a couple times just to jump around, because I'm, like, very high.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I'm a very restless person, you know. Like, I
have. You're very hyperactive, yeah.
I am very hyperactive. So even though you guys can't tell, I've gone up a couple times to move around the room. I've jumped around. I won't lie. I've jumped around a little bit. I have an office chair, so I've like kneeled down on my office chair and just spun around it a couple times. I am very hyperactive. So.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as I was saying, I am either a very hyperactive drunk, I go through stages. If I'm like with a certain, like, because I could, for example, I'm with you guys right now. I could be a very hyperactive drinker. Like right now, I'm very hyperactive. I'm talkative. I'm hyperactive. I'm happy. I talk a lot. I make jokes. I'm happy as fuck. But then, if you guys were to leave, depending on how I feel, I might get any, for example, say if I was with James and Monster left and it was just me and him, then James is being really quiet. And all of a sudden, me and James, shut up, Bixby, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
What the fuck?
If me and James were left alone right now, I would probably start talking about real shit. And then it would start getting deeper. And if James played into that, I would probably keep talking about real shit. And then it would take me to the talkative drunk, and then it would keep going, And then James kept playing into that. He would keep going into the talkative drunk, and I would keep going until I start thinking too much about it, and then I'm the depressed. I'm the depressed drunk. Then I start thinking about sad stuff, and I'm starting to get really sad, and I'm like, man, I really want to die. Whatever the fuck. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm the depressed drunk. So I go through stages depending on where... Again, it all depends on where you're at, who you're with, and what kind of situation you're in.
Yeah.
I totally understand you.
And I know because I've done the experiment on it. I've gone drunk enough times, and I've tried it enough times to know, okay, yeah, it depends on the situation.
Right. Yeah, because right now, for instance, like, I know whatever is being said right now is going to go onto a, you know, a podcast. It is a podcast.
It's
going to
go on
right
the
now,
interwebs.
And it's going to be... Yeah, it's gonna go on the internet, and people are gonna be able to find it forever. So whatever I say right now is gonna be, you know, it's gonna be held accountable against me. And so I'm being way more sober than I was earlier when I was in a party with friends, and I didn't have any filter to myself. Like, I was like, oh yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna act completely drunk, even though I'm not really completely drunk. I'm just gonna have fun with it. I'm gonna make people laugh. You know, so it depends on what situation you're in. Like, right now, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to be kind of serious. A bit tipsy, but not to the point that I say stupid shit and, you know, act like a complete fucking idiot. Because I know whatever's going to be said right now is going to be put on the internet forever, so I need to be smart about it.
But you, should once say, this fucking... you should say something controversial and blame it on the whiskey.
I should do that, yeah, that would be a smart decision, but I'd rather not, because whatever controversial I'm going to say is probably going to be not the most PogChamp thing to say.
Knowing you, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fucking controversial. But yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to. It depends on who you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
So how much have you had to drink? Whiskey, I think we haven't asked you enough stuff.
I just finished my whole glass of caramel whiskey and Coke like 2-3 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to bring out the Malibu.
Was it a single or a double?
I think it's like a single and a half is what it was.
Okay. That's usually what I do with with brandy and coke, because brandy and coke is a very big thing in South Africa. Like, that's the big, like, the go-to drink for, like, South African white people. Like, that's the thing we drink a lot. And the main consensus of it is, if you want to get completely fucked up, and if you want to have a bad, like, if your main concern is to just get drunk, you drink doubles of coke and brandy. And then you'll get fucked pretty soon, and, you know, good times for you, I guess. But the main thing people drink is just, like, a single of Coke and brandy, and that is the main thing we drink when we're watching rugby, for instance, or whatever the fuck. For any Americans, rugby is football, pretty much, like American football. It's close to that.
You're just rolling and, with a bunch of other sweaty dudes.
Yeah, you're just chasing a ball with a bunch of other sweaty people. It sounds pretty gay, and it is pretty gay, to be honest. Like, it's a bunch of sweaty men touching each other. But yeah, that's mainly what we have. It's just a single brandy and coke. But if you want to get completely fucked, then it's a double, usually. And that's what I've had all night, pretty much. It's a double. Double brandy and coke.
Yeah. I remember Mikey was telling a story about when he got drunk and ended up getting arrested. If you guys didn't see that episode, go down to episode 5 and listen to Mikey's story about how he got drunk fucking almost got ran over and shit. The amazing fucking story. Yeah.
The sad thing for me is when I'm drunk is particularly when women want me. Like, when women are really interested in me, like, they come up to me and I've got very thick, luscious locks of hair. So when women like me, they usually come up to me and they touch my hair. So this one time when I was at a club, this one girl came up to me and she started, like, petting my hair and, like, really playing with it. And instead of me acting on it and actually having sex, I was just looking at her and going, Pretty much. Like, I was so fucking drunk that I didn't act on any of her, like, sexual tensions, or, like, sexual innuendos, I should say. And I just completely ignored that because I was so fucked. And the next day, when I, you know, woke up from my drunken stupor, I asked the guy, like, oh, what happened last night? And I was like, yo, dude, like, there was this hot chick that came up to you and she, like, petted your hair and she was really into you and you didn't do shit about it. And I was so disappointed in myself. And the guy that was telling me the story specifically, he really doesn't like chicks that have tattoos and stuff. Like, he's very... Well, he's very Christian, and you know, people that are way too Christian are, like, against tattoos completely because it ruins the temple of the body and so on. And he's one of those people, so he really hates girls with tattoos. Like, that really just ruins his mood. And even he said that that woman was very good-looking. And I didn't act on it at all. Like, when I'm drunk, instead of being completely horny, because you know the whole consensus of someone that, like, a guy that's drunk is, oh yeah, he's completely horny and he'll take anything he can get. But with me, it's the complete opposite. Like, when I'm drunk, even when a hot, like, a really good-looking chick comes up to me, I just ignore it completely and I just continue looking at nothing, I guess. Just doing my drunken acts without looking for any female attention. I lose all my horniness, I should say.
I've just been I've just been notified that Mikey's Wi-Fi had just cut off and in his area, so it's just two dudes at this point.
Yeah, just two dudes having fun.
I think we should just wrap it up here for tonight. I was planning on this little bonus episode just to be like 30 minutes long, but we're almost to an hour at this point.
Oh shit, and we haven't even taken a commercial break. Damn.
No, I'll probably like put it at the beginning or something. But anyway, thank you all so much for listening to our drunk dumbasses, and maybe we'll have some more bonus episodes like this where we're just chilling with alcohol and everything. But without further ado, we hope to see you in the next one, and have a good one.
Of course.
Bye.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. Or goodbye, I should rather say. Cheers.